The United States and the Philippines are concerned about China's efforts to reclaim and develop territory in the South China Sea. But China is pushing ahead. It says its activities are lawful and do not affect or target any country. We will bring you that story today. Hello. I'm Christopher Jones Cruz at the Voice of America in Washington, and this is As It Is, a daily 30-minute program designed to help you learn everyday American English. In addition to learning about China's strategy in the South China Sea today, you will also hear Jonathan Evans' weekly technology report. This week, Jonathan tells us how a robot named Luna is helping with physical therapy.
Luna can also make therapy fun for children who often get bored with repeated movements. Luna permits them to play games without knowing that they are exercising their muscles.
And later, we bring you our regular weekday series, The Making of a Nation. Today, we will look at the 1928 presidential election. Herbert Hoover won that election, but within months, he was being blamed for the worst financial crisis in American history.
The stock market crash ruined thousands of Americans. In a few short weeks, traders lost $30 billion. An amount almost as great as all the money the United States had spent in World War I.
Finally, in our American Moments series, we take you back to April 27, 1947, the day sports fans across the United States and Japan observed Babe Ruth Day to honor the retired and dying baseball legend.
There's been so many lovely things said about me, and I'm glad that I've had the opportunity to thank everybody.
Every day here at VOA Learning English, we bring you news from and about America and the world. And we tell you the often surprising and always interesting history of the United States. We want to help you learn everyday American English, so we speak a little slower than normal, and we use words that are easy to understand. Listen to the program, then practice saying the words and sentences the way we do. It's a free and easy way to improve your American English skills. We're on the radio, on the web, and we come to you on a podcast. We are wherever you are. We're the Voice of America. The United States and the Philippines have expressed concern about China's efforts to reclaim and develop territory in the South China Sea. But the Chinese government is pushing forward. The government says its activities are lawful and do not affect or target any country. The U.S. Office of Naval Intelligence recently released a report about issues facing China and its neighbors at a time of a Chinese naval buildup. China is increasing its number of naval warships and submarines that carry missiles. The report notes that China is carrying out a major land reclamation effort around islands it controls in the South China Sea. The report describes Chinese efforts to develop an area near seven coral reefs in the Spratly Island. As a result of this activity, the amount of land has expanded from about 2 hectares to more than 300 hectares. There is now enough new land for at least one runway for airplanes. The report says another airstrip could be ready by the end of this year. Admiral Harry Harris heads the U.S. Pacific Command. He recently warned that China is building what he called a Great Wall of Sand near the disputed islands. He also said how China acts in the future will decide whether the South China Sea will be a place of confrontation or cooperation. China says its goals are peaceful, but it does not deny the military or strategic value of its activities. It says the development of the islands could lead to more detailed weather reports and improved safety for shipping in the South China Sea. It also says the islands could provide shelter for ships during severe storms. Li Jingming is with the Center for Southeast Asian Studies at Xiamen University. He defends China's activities. He says China has not set up structures in the South China Sea as fast as other countries. Professor Li says China is the only country that has an island in the area without an airstrip. He says no one criticized the Philippines and Malaysia when they built their runways. But now that China is building one, he says, neighboring countries are protesting. In addition to the Philippines and Malaysia, Vietnam and Taiwan also have airstrips on their islands in the South China Sea. Experts say Mr. Li is correct in noting that China has started the construction work later than other countries. But they say China's building program is much larger than that of other countries. This week, Philippines officials estimated China's construction activities have hurt fragile underwater reefs. They said countries around the South China Sea have suffered yearly losses of $100 million because of the damage. China's neighbors and the United States are worried about more than just the Chinese construction. They criticize the way Chinese shipping has been used to strengthen the country's claims to parts of the South China Sea. Last year, China placed a large oil rig near the coast of Vietnam. It used water cannons to keep Vietnamese ships from getting close to the equipment. The move led to deadly anti-Chinese riots in Vietnam. Relations between the countries fell to their lowest level in many years. The area where China set up the oil rig was inside Vietnam's 200 nautical mile economic zone. The zone was established under